Hey, it's Patrick McGuire here with EmpoweredNutrition.com, and I'm just bringing you one of a series of free audios, and this one's a special one. It's free, but it's private to a unique group of users, of course, and that includes you. This one is our mass assault, if you will. This is all about mass gaining. This is overcoming the secrets and debunking some of the myths and helping you sort of navigate through the junk. The crap, so to speak. Don't want to sort of, you know, put you off guard by using that sort of colorful language or semi-colorful language, but there's a lot of crap. And I'm just going through one of the bodybuilding magazines. You can probably hear the flipping pages here. I'm just looking at the ads, and I'm going to help you work through some of these. This is ridiculous. And I won't say which one, but, you know, it's one of the bigger muscle mags, and it is just full of ads. And something I know from being in the industry on this side of the game is that for a magazine, it's typically just a large advertising avenue. They started out free content. They started out with, you know, newsletters and reports that were printed and sent out. And then they became something more. They became more professional and more completed, more fine-tuned, pretty pictures, better articles. They started paying for articles back in the day. So that was really great information. However, to support a bigger publication, they had to support a bigger budget. And that budget's what got them into trouble. And that's what the magazines all end up doing. They end up being advertising avenues because advertising pays the bills. The problem with advertising is, you know, there's a lot of phooey out there in advertising. And, you know, you just got to be safe and really pay attention to what you're doing. And watch out for what you're reading. A lot of it is, like I said, crap. It's garbage. A lot of it is hype. It plays on your emotions. I mean, these guys hire full-time professional copywriters to write a couple pages of ads and reuse them over and over and over again. And they tweak them to perfection. But they play on the emotion of those of you that are mass gainers or hard gainers that are just trying to grow as massive as you possibly can. So I'm definitely going to cover some of the ads, if you will, in terms of supplements primarily. But our main goal here is to speak of nutrition, then supplements. And if I have some time, I want to tell you a little tricks that I used for training and exercise. But when I was trying to gain as much mass as possible, there's a couple of options that, you know, I knew were out there, but I just didn't want to go to. And there was a couple options that I knew were just not even worthwhile. So I'm going to share those with you, and I'm going to try and cover them. And then we're going to try and give you what the reality is. So you've already got a series of mass building and hard gainer, lean builder meal plans from our recent free promotion. If you didn't get them and you somehow got a hold of this audio recording, I'm going to recommend that you take your friend's advice, listen to this audio, and quickly jump over to empowerednutrition.com/free-muscle-gifts. Now it's empowerednutrition.com/free-muscle-gifts. And you're going to be able to sign up to get the audios and meal plans that we were just discussing. And this is strictly a free gift from me to you, or from your friend to you, really, you should be saying, if you got a hold of this audio. And I appreciate that very much. I really want you to share information and do your best to help each other grow big, stay strong. And for those of you that got the free gifts because of the fat loss and you're still listening to this because you want to get big and strong and lean, stay lean as well. And empowerednutrition.com is the place to get this. Again, empowerednutrition.com/free-muscle-gifts, and go from there. So let's get right into this thing. Nutrition for mass building. This is a big deal. You really got to think about this one. It's not as easy as everyone says, and yet it's not really all that difficult either. Now, what's your goal? You got to know your goal. You need to know exactly what you want. Do you want to just be big? Do you want to be big and strong? Do you want to be big and perform well? Do you want to be a, let's go with this football analogy because it's one that I know closely and dearly, and there's a great variance in size when we're talking football players. But we've got these safeties. I think I heard a couple of you smirk just now over the internet here. We've got a safety size. We've got the wide receivers, okay? We've got linebackers and we've got linemen. Those are the classes that I put weight gain and muscle mass into. Now, of course, the safety, they're not so muscular. They're usually leaner, faster. There are a lot of fast twitch muscle fibers in there, but they also have the endurance muscle fibers going too. For them to gain muscle is not really that difficult. So their trick is to stay lean and fast, and they're not necessarily looking after trying to get huge. Same thing goes with wide receivers. They're a little more muscular. Tight end is even more muscular than that, but a tight end wide receiver is typically not your mass desiring body. And, you know, it's a pretty important thing to remind you of and help you classify who you are and what your target is, what your goal is, and also help me to help you. Now, the next one that I go for is linebackers. Linebackers and running backs are pretty much similarly structured. And I started out in high school as a defensive tackle because I was a bigger kid and there wasn't a lot of big kids. I mean, there's some big kids in Canada, don't get me wrong. But in high school, we're not as big as an American high school student is. So as a big kid, I was 212, 5'9". I haven't grown since then. And that was a big kid, a little bit fatty. So that's the body I had as a defensive tackle. But growing up and going into semi-pro football with the Longhorns, I ended up playing as a middle linebacker. And at that point in my life, it was after a few bodybuilding shows, some powerlifting events, and a lot of athletics and some time off just for bodybuilding specifics. And I was about 242 pounds to start the season, carrying around the 18 to 20% body fat mark, because I knew by the end of season I would definitely not be that same weight. And that came true. But you're looking at a fairly strong and moderately lean by the end of season. I was around 15% without doing anything different. In fact, I was eating and drinking more calories than you could, you know, imagine. So then I took my focus and said, this is the type of body that we should have as linebackers, and this is the type of body that a lot of guys are going for. This is that lean and very muscular, very thick and full muscle tissues, but not shredded, just barely showing any definition to the abs, but it's there, and obviously you're at that size, you're pretty veiny. And then we've got these linemen, and the linemen we consider, you know, in our terms, the football guys will relate to this, the hoggies. We got the hogs sitting on the line, and they're hogs because, you know, it's not because of their weight, because they're grossly overweight. They're hogs because they're big and they hog a lot of space. They take up a lot of real estate. And these guys, they move short distances and they hog the glory when they can because they don't want that ball getting past the line. These are our hogs, and this is a type of body that is usually bigger, thicker. There's typically no definition to the abs, but there is just a ton of power in that body. And they can almost go on a seafood diet. However, if you're a hard gainer and you're pretty lean, you can only dream of having a linebacker body, let alone a lineman's body. It's going to be pretty tough to be on the defensive or the O-line when you're currently built like a safety. So now that we've got these categories, pretty much just three categories, the safeties and wide receivers or tight ends, we've got our linebacker body, which is big and muscular and lean, and then we've got our linemen, which are the hogs. They're big and powerful, more like power lifters. And even power lifters today is a bad reference. They're getting leaner and stronger and bigger all the time. So what do you want to be? Do you want to be the linebacker build and you're struggling to make it happen? Do you want to be the lineman? Do you want to be as big as you can for all sakes? Well, let's get into the nutrition of it, and let's make sure that we get you to where you want to be. Now that you've got a picture in your eye of what the body is, let's figure out how we're going to get there. Well, quite frankly, if you're 150 pounds today, it's going to be very difficult for you to consider being 250 pounds, 300 pounds anytime soon. Unless, of course, you're interested in the seafood diet. And that's when you go to the all-you-can-eat buffet and you see food and you eat food and you see and eat everything in sight. That's seafood diet, S-E-E, food. Not going to be the trick that I want you to do. That is not empowered nutrition. It's not going to help us get your goals. And quite frankly, if I told you to do that, you'd come back and laugh at me as a nutritionist, a coach, a trainer, and an athlete as well. I would never do that. I don't think it's right. I think it's wrong, in fact. I've done the seafood diet, but even then I kept it within check and kept it clean. So how do I want you to eat to grow from 150 pounds to 250 pounds? Well, that's a 100-pound difference in weight. That's a big piece of cake to bite off and chew. It's going to be tough to do. It's going to take time. Well, of course, you know you have to train hard and you have to train heavy. There's no doubt about that. You're going to have to take supplements. And I'll tell you which ones are best choices and which ones are phooey and which ones are bunkus and total garbage. And I'll make sure I tell you which ones that are going to be effective for you without breaking the bank. So, but the most important thing here is the nutrition. To make sure that you're actually acquiring enough nutrients is one thing. To make sure you're getting to your goals without getting fat is another thing. And, you know, if you're really a hard gainer, you probably don't care and you're not listening to this audio anyways because you're just eating everything in sight and it doesn't matter. Well, quite frankly, if you're a hard gainer and you're eating everything in sight and you're not gaining and getting a better body right now, that's the problem. You're eating everything in sight and your body has no consistency and you don't know what ratios you're doing. You don't know what you're eating. And you're just kind of putting it in there. And I can pretty much tell you that you're all carbs and all sugar and you're pretty much just burning those calories off faster than you can get them in. And that's because you have one of those fantastic metabolisms and you just got to mess it up. You got to actually slow it down. A lot of people will tell you you can't speed up or slow down your metabolism. I'm going to tell you that that may be applicably right, but in reality, you can make it happen. And I've done it, and I've been there. I was a skinny guy back in the day, and it took me a long time to get big and strong. But I'll tell you, one of the best things I ever did was understand the benefits of whole foods, real foods, powerful foods, primarily beef. And when I want to grow, and when I want to stay strong and full, it is beef, 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 beef. But you can do it as a vegetarian, you can do it as a non-meat eating or a non-carnivore, you can do it as a fish-only guy, you can do it anywhere in between. But I find that beef was the best for me packing on the pounds and really trying to grow without getting too fat. But the problem isn't just in which food you eat and which one's the best. The problem lies in your ratios and how many calories you take in. I can pretty much tell you now that if you're taking in about 3,000 calories and you're not growing, and it's just haphazard taking in whatever calories you can get your hands on, primarily probably carbs and sugars, you know, you tell me, oh, I ate a bag of potato chips and I can't grow. Well, that's your problem. I know that's the problem. The potato chips aren't doing anything for you, even though they got a lot of calories and they're junk. They're just junk. You got a nutrient load, if you will, the body. And that only comes from whole foods. That only comes from the proteins, the carbs, and the fats that are good for you. Things with lots of nutrient-dense calories. And fiber, too, of course, because when you're putting in that much food, you're going to need some fiber to flush through you. So what would be better instead of eating those potato chips is actually eating potato. What would be better than that is having potato and bacon or potato and chicken, potato and steak. Okay, there's big, big difference in that. And potato is not potato is not potato is a potato chip. Just not going to happen for you. You're not going to get big. I guarantee you that. I can promise you that. So we want to get as big as we can. We want to put on 100 pounds in the next, you know, maybe it's a year, maybe it's 2 years, maybe it's 3 years or 5 years. Would you be happy though if we could put on 20 pounds of lean muscle every year for the next 5 years to the point that you're 250 pounds if your body's ready to handle that? Genetically, you have to know if you can, of course. But could you accept the fact that we put on 20 pounds of lean muscle tissue every year for the next 5 years? Yeah, I think you'd probably be pretty happy. And that is possible. Now, I can tell you within about a span of just over 2 years, I was able to do this philosophy and follow it through. Now, the ratio is very important. We'll get to that a little bit later, and I don't mean to be holding you on tongue-in-cheek and sitting on the edge of your seat saying, just tell me the magic ratio. I'm not trying to do that on purpose. I'm trying to help you understand that you need a certain amount of calories, you need to eat a certain way to get to your goal. If your goal is that important to you and you're having such a hard time gaining and you want to be a massive monster, you need to understand the fundamentals. So, let's get at it. How do I gain 100 pounds in the next 5 years? How do I do that? How do I do it quicker than that? Well, you need to take where you're eating now. You need to know how much lean body tissue you have. How much is your lean body mass? And the way to do that is find out what your body fat is, minus your weight, sorry, your weight minus your body fat percentage in pounds. That will give you your lean body mass. The lean body mass is the most important aspect to this one here, so let me share it with you. You want to be able to eat what you're eating now, and then just take those calories and make them a better ratio. That's the first step in getting a healthier, more productive, more muscular physique. Eat the same amount of calories you eat today, just change the ratios. Now that is crazy because no other nutritionist is telling you that. Most of them are just telling you to eat more calories. Your trainer says eat more calories. The power lifter down the street says eat more. The fat guy in the corner of the gym pretending to lift big bench presses but bouncing them off his chest is saying you need to eat more. You know, they're calling you Puny Allen. Sorry to reference 2.5 Men there, but that was one of the funniest ones I ever saw. It was Puny Allen. You know, you don't want to be that Puny Allen anymore, and you also don't want to be the big fat guy sitting in the corner pretending to work out, huffing and puffing with his head turning purple because his blood pressure and his diabetes and his everything is kicking in and just causing serious problems. You don't want to be that. You want to be the epitome of health, 20 pounds heavier today to the next day, 20 pounds next year, 20 pounds next year, 20 pounds, 100 pounds later, you're going to be that lean, fit monster. So how do we do that? Well, we got to know what we're eating right now. We need to change the ratios. We're going to talk about the ratios. And we need to be able to do that consistently. That is really, really important. I pause with specific intent here. You need to eat consistently, day in and day out, the same nutrient-dense meals, if you will. It doesn't have to be the same foods. It doesn't have to be the exact same ratios or recipes, but darn close. Now, you're going to make a better ratio. Whatever your ratio of calories you're taking in right now, if you're a massive hard gainer, if you are not massive, but if you're a brutally hard gainer and it's tough to do, I want you to start following this macro mass ratio strategy for your nutrients. I want you to have 45% protein. I want you to have 35% carbohydrates. Okay? This is very, very important. More guys will tell you to take in more carbohydrates right off the bat. And they'll tell you don't worry about the fats. Well, I'm going to tell you those fats, the 35% carbs and the 45% protein, this is step one of getting you back into target. The balance of those calories are made up of fats, mostly good fats, good healthy oils, high on the flaxseed oil and high on the coconut oil, if I can make specific recommendations for you. We're going to do that for roughly 1 month, okay? Then I'm going to have you flip it. You want to analyze and see where you're at, but that's more of a lean builder body. That's someone who can grow on that ratio, and you can basically see the difference pretty quickly. And then we're going to move into the true macro mass. That's more of our advanced lean builder, okay? The protein amount is going to help slow down the metabolism a little bit, not necessarily slow it down, but just sort of control it a little better. It's going to slow down the release of all the foods throughout your body. It's going to put you in a good nitrogen retention level, and you're going to feel great. So if you're eating 3,000 calories a day right now, and you know what, I didn't do this, but I'm going to as best I can. I'm going to try and quickly get this up for you. If you're having 3,000 calories now, we're going to want you to try and have times decimal 4.5. 1,350 calories coming from the protein. All right, 3,000 calories times decimal 3.5. 1,500 calories coming from carbohydrates. And the balance, roughly 600 calories coming from fats, all good fats. That's what I want you to do if you're having a 3,000 calorie diet for the next 2 weeks to 1 month. 2 to 4 weeks, not bad. Do a full assessment before you start this. Do your measurement, your weights, your body fat. Check yourself out and make sure. Even take some pictures because pictures don't lie, but people do. All right. Now, after doing that for roughly 2 weeks to a month, you'll know where you're at. And if you haven't gained some lean tissue, I'm not talking about gaining just total mass, but some lean tissue at this point, then we know we've got some more challenges ahead. But if you're growing like this quite well and you're feeling good about it, I want you to flip those ratios around. This is about growing mass. This is about getting a little bit of fat. So now is when the mass really starts to come on. This is when it picks up. This is when it feels good. This is when the joints really change the way they feel. This is when your power goes up. This is when your energy goes up. I mean, I get excited about this. I'm actually bouncing around right now. I can't believe it. Thinking about how it was back in the day. It was just fantastic. But this is where it's at. Okay, so you're going to flip those ratios, 45% protein and then 35% carbs and the balance being coming from your fats. You're going to switch that to 45% carbohydrates, 35% proteins, and the balance coming from the fats. So that's a pretty big deal. That's a significant change in the way you eat, but you're still only eating 3,000 calories. Now that's a little interesting, but I only want you to do this for 2 weeks, and then I'm going to help you feel better. 2 to 4 weeks, you're going to measure yourself, check yourself, chart yourself, and I know you want it now. I know you want it real bad. I know you want to grow right now. Like tomorrow you want to wake up 10, 20 pounds heavier. But if you just give me 4 to 8 weeks to test this theory out, stage one, 45% protein, 35 carbs, and the balance in fats, good healthy fats. Stage two, after 2 to 4 weeks, I want you to do 45% carbohydrates, 35% protein, and the balance again in fats, good healthy fats. If you give me 2 to 4 weeks on each of those programs and assess yourself, you know what? If you measure yourself and you take your pictures and you send me an email and say, Patrick, I want a free critique, send me an email, and that's got to be your subject line. Patrick, I want a free physique critique. Pretty simple. I will specifically set a filter up to look for those, but it has to be exactly that. Patrick, I want a free physique critique. Or you can shorten it to just free physique critique. All right. So moving on to that, I want you to take that ratio. I want you to eat like that for about 2 to 4 weeks, and you're only eating 3,000 calories, 45% carbs, 35% protein, and the balance is fats. You're going to grow. You're going to definitely start to change. You're going to feel a little better. You're going to feel a little more energized, and your body will change a little bit, especially if you take those pictures before and then after you did your first phase, and then now you've done your second phase. You're going to be able to see the difference, and if you send it to me, I'll see the difference. I'll give you a critique, tell you what I think you should grow to give you the maximum impact, because size isn't always about being the biggest. Size is about the illusion of being the biggest, and I'm going to help you out with that one. So send me that critique request, and I'll take care of you. So now that we know that we've eaten 3,000 calories with two different strategies, we're going to start growing. We're going to grow. We're going to eat in 20-pound increments. I know that sounds kind of crazy. Eating in 20-pound increments sounds wild. I'd love to be able to do that. That would be so awesome. But we're going to eat in a 20-pound increment, meaning I'm going to help you grow 20 pounds at a time, no more than that. This is not a seafood buffet diet. You don't see food and eat it just hoping that you'll get bigger. I want you to keep the ratios the same. 35% protein, 45% carbohydrates, and the balance 20% of fats, almost all good fats. This is huge, very, 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 very important, okay? Please, please understand that. Keep those ratios the same from now on out until you achieve your body weight goals. You're going to eat to gain an additional 20 pounds of muscle. You need to gain 20 pounds of muscle before you can move on to the next 20. I want you to eat an additional 15 calories per pound of muscle. Now, if I do that for you, I'm going to say we're eating in 20-pound increments. 20 pounds times 15 calories per pound is only another 300 calories. So, to do that, now I'm talking about the muscle, so we're going to eat a little bit over that. You're going to increase by 500 calories. So you're going to go up to 3,300 to 3,500 calories per day in the ratio of 35% protein, 45% carbohydrates, and 20% fats. All good fats, okay? This is important, not just whatever you got, crap fats. You're going to eat roughly 3,300 to 3,500 calories. You're going to start growing. You keep that ratio and those calories day in, day out for 1 month and report back. Check yourself out. Take your measurements. Don't get panicked. Don't get on the scale every day. That's the worst thing you're going to do. Don't take your body fat. Don't take your pictures. You see yourself enough in the mirror when you shower and come out of the shower and stand there naked posing for a half hour before you towel off. I know you like the way it glistens in the mirror, but we're talking about trying to grow. You'll see yourself enough, and then you're going to see yourself growing. If you look at yourself and assess yourself daily when you're trying to grow, and even when you're trying to cut, you aren't going to see those results. Not as much as if you just stepped back, put the towel on real quick, and didn't take your pictures, and a month later you jumped in and took those pictures. Then you're going to see some amazing changes. Who's going to see it most? Your friends and family. Eat in 20-pound increments. That's only 300 to 500 calories per pound of lean muscle. All right, so 15 to 18 calorie increments, if you will, for every pound of lean muscle is only 300 to 500 calories, all right? Don't go from 2,000 calories to even 3,000 and then up to 5,000 or 8,000. You don't need that many calories. Those ratios I've given you and that many calories are increasing by 20 pounds alone will keep you within check, will not let you get out of hand fat and diabetic and sick. It'll keep your power up. It'll keep you from falling apart, and it'll keep your gains coming. When you hit the 20 pounds, you've now gone from 150 pounds. You've now worked yourself up. It could be 1 month, 3 months, could be 6 months. But you've now worked yourself up that you're 170 pounds of lean muscle, or weight, I should say. Your lean muscle is going to be relatively 20 pounds increased. It might be 15 to 20 pounds more. But the goal is to eat in 20-pound increments to feed that lean body. We're going to increase those calories by another 300 to 500 calories. So taking us over the 3,500 range, getting close to 4,000 calories, we're going to eat like that until we hit 190 pounds. At any time, if you feel like you're getting too fat, it's pretty easy. You can jump back, grab some of our advanced Lean Builder meal plans, which you've gotten in your free-muscle-gifts package. All right, that's empowerednutrition.com, free-muscle-gifts. And get on that meal plan. Get an advanced Lean Builder for a short period of time. That's your Beachbody trim program. You're going to get on that for about roughly 2 weeks. That'll do the trick. Nothing more. You don't have to go crazy. So let's tell the truth here. Looking at the magazines, what are the magazines telling us? Well, first of all, the magazines are telling us that they're getting bigger. Why are they getting bigger every year? Well, that's pretty easy. Because the more advertising you put into a magazine, the more revenues you drive. The more advertising pages you put in a magazine, you have to increase every page of advertising by an average of 11. It changes from publishing company to publishing company, but that's a FTC and CRTC and media publications broadcasting system. That's the protocols they have. And that's why commercials on TV shows can only be so long, because you have to have so much time of real air, quality information. So for every page, you need to have 11 pages of editorial. That's why the magazines are looking for good editor or good editorials and articles from guys like us all the time. So there's a way to get yourself published as the next mass building monster using some of the tricks I'm telling you here. So let's grab one of the bigger publications, one of the larger muscle mags. And right away I open it up, and the first almost third of the magazine is literally ads. I mean, I'm into this thing. My goodness, let's see. I'm still going, by the way. All right. A lot of the ads are disguised as articles, but they're not. They're not even good advertorials anymore, even though they're marked. But I'm into this thing a good pinch. I think we're in about 30 or 40, probably 40 some odd pages, double-sided, very thin paper. I'm about 40 pages in, it's all ads. The very first thing I open up is an ad. Now, I'm not going to harp on any specific company, but the line is, it's not like the stack pros use. It is the stack pros use. Well, is it? No, not really. Maybe they use it from time to time, but they don't use it consistently. How about total fat destruction? Sounds great, but you know what? The guy in the picture is a monster, and he's not actually, he's lean for his size, don't get me wrong, but he's not in the total fat destruction side of thing. we've started something big, now we're going to finish it. Well, it's a gentleman who is, you know, big to start with. How about this one? This one I'm going to wipe out right now. I want to work on this one. Everybody out there is saying you need to take a nitric oxide supplement to really get great growth. Well, what is nitric oxide supplements? Well, this one I'm looking at says, prepare to go nuclear. It's a nitric oxide war is over, it says. The new era of explosive pumps has arrived. In research, that is perfect. That's great advertising to go with the research. But the reality is that they're using the research for a product called arginine. Now, in the body, arginine will give you a certain response that's similar to those in test tubes, and that is massive nitrogen retention. Arginine is something that they've used to help the heart pump better. It's something that they've used in Viagra, and you know what, that helps pump better and get bigger and more swollen. But the problem is that they're in such little doses when it comes to these supplements that they're not doing their trick. And quite honestly, when you're taking a lot of nitric oxide products, that should be kind of your third tier of supplements. You got your first tier, which is mandatory and protective. You got your second tier, which is performance or goal-oriented. And then you've got a third tier, which is more designer supplements. And nitric oxide products, I'm sorry to say, if you're taking them right now, I hope they're your third tier. They are designer formulas or designer supplements. And quite frankly, when you say designer, you think of the pretty shelf New York City down the main street. You think of their handbags and accessories. And that's how you should be thinking of some of these nitric oxide or NO2 products, NO2 million, whatever they got going these days, whatever magazine you're reading has one, I guarantee you. But this one is definitely not the way to go. There's other things in there, but I want to make sure you understand, arginine in science is fantastic. Arginine in real application to the body, it's not doing it. It's eating up your bank account too fast. There's better products out there, better choices. Now, you see a lot of magazines with the guys that are huge and shredded, and they're advertising thermogenic products. Nothing wrong with that, but we're talking about all-out mass right now. Don't bother with any of these thermogenic products. Do not even think about it. Just wasting your money and wasting your workload, actually. You're wasting those extra calories for growing. So what else do we got going here in terms of supplements? Well, we've got all sorts of crazy stuff, but here's the basics. You need to be taking a multivitamin. If you want to grow, you need a multivitamin. Get a good one, not some tablet that looks like a horse pill that doesn't break down in the stomach anyways and ends up sitting in the toilet. Don't waste your money on those. Get a good one, typically a powder-filled capsule or a liquid or a gel product, so that way it goes down quick and easy. You need protein. You need more protein powder than you've ever looked at. All right, so whatever you're taking in now is probably good. We're just helping you out with the new ratios. That's going to make a difference. You need to be taking good fats. So right now, even though I consider protein powder part of the grocery list, I also consider omega fats such as flaxseed oil and coconut oil part of the grocery list for both growing and trimming, by the way. You need to make that part of your grocery list, even though they're supplements. All right. Why do you need those? Because they're going to help the body function better. It helps cholesterol, good cholesterol. And little do people know is that cholesterol is the base root of all hormone molecules in the body. You don't have cholesterol, good or bad, you don't have good healthy hormone function. Sorry, no test, no epitest. Why do you think that they all the molecules that they work on are derived off of cholesterol? Most of the synthetic steroids are based on the combination of testosterone molecules as well as cholesterol molecules. So those good fats will actually add in multiple benefits that way. There's a lot of things that will talk about, you know, they'll make you think they're your plasma expanders, blood dopers, all sorts of crazy stuff. You don't need to get into that. Every company out there right now, if it sounds like it's a big hype, it probably is. Beyond getting a protein powder, a multivitamin, and a good fat supplement, I want you to start looking into creatine. There is nothing better than creatine on the marketplace. Creatine is beyond fantastic. I really can't say enough about creatine in terms of growing and cutting. Let me just sort of give you a little bit of a scenario on this. I'm just going to grab a piece of research that I had recently, and it was, it was downright blatant obvious how good creatine really, really is. And if I can get that article up for you, I'm going to give you a little bit of information from it. But, I mean, it was impressive to say the least. There's another product on the market these days called betaine or betaine. Basically, it is the product that they were considering for EAS when they first came out with phosphagen. Betaine and creatine work very similar. Betaine actually has a little longer life cycle in the body. Its half-life is quite good, and it works quite well. So if you get your hands on betaine, you're going to grow well. What I would recommend is making sure you have betaine and creatine together. Those two together, just in about 2.5 to 5 grams each per serving, once or twice a day, that's all you need. Typically just once is more than enough, especially when you're using the two together. Put them in into a simple Gatorade or your protein shake using the recipes and the formulas we recommend for you, and you're going to love it. But here you go. Creatine is a muscular gold mine. Creatine basically strikes again and again and again and again. No matter what, the research is fantastic for creatine. Now, I'm just going to give you a little quick snapshot of this, but basically the company for the Department of Sports Science at Arak University in Iran was to investigate the effect of weight training for 8 weeks and creatine supplementation on strength, lean mass, and serum levels of myostatin inhibitors. So myostatin is that gene that's missing in those giant blue bulls or the mutant dogs that you see on the internet. That is myostatin restricted or myostatin missing components in those animals. They don't have the gene for myostatin inhibition. Now, creatine has been shown to actually not interfere, but just reduce the myostatin inhibitor hormones. That is awesome, because not only is creatine giving you more energy, not only is it bringing more water to the muscle cell, not only is it giving you more protein synthesis to become more anabolic and bringing more nutrients with it, but they're now telling us that creatine helps inhibit myostatin inhibitors. It slows down the muscle stoppage. It lets you grow and swell. Now, that was over 8 weeks, but they actually said that there were some long-term studies that were even much longer. And they gave specific ratios, but the longer you used it, the better the results in terms of inhibiting myostatin inhibitor hormones. So the scientists sampled blood for myostatin and GASP1. Let me read that to you. Growth and differentiation factor associated serum protein 1. Don't worry about that. Let's talk about the myostatin. And they tested strength and body composition at the end of the study, weeks 4 and week 8. As expected, the exercise and placebo group experienced decreased myostatin levels. So just exercise alone will decrease myostatin. However, those who trained and took creatine had twice the reduction in myostatin at weeks 4 and 8 compared to those training with a placebo. So training alone will help you grow. Training plus creatine will definitely almost 200% more growth. So basically, if I was making a supplement right now, I'd say 200% more growth, more muscle growth, and 200% more myostatin inhibition. It was just, you know, you could play on that forever, and that's what the magazines do. So I'm trying to help you read through the hype of the garbage of magazines here. But basically increasing the upper and lower body strength and the lean body mass, that's the one we're after, is increasing lean body mass to a greater degree than resistant training with placebo or resistance training alone. So, I mean, there's a lot that I could tell you. You probably heard it on the fat loss audio. I actually read a good chunk of the report that I had. And you can get that and glean some information from it there. So listen to your free Muscle Gifts fat loss audio as well as your muscle building audio. And, you know, I'm taking up a lot of your time, but I just have so much to share with you. We're coming up on 40 minutes here, and I want to sort of quickly knock it down. What I want to knock down is, why do you eat a certain way? And basically, why do you take supplements? Well, I'm going to tell you to take your supplements. Take your multivitamin twice a day. Okay, even if you buy those super once-a-day horse tablets that you can get, take it twice a day. It's your insurance policy in case something goes wrong, but it also gives you those extra nutrients. When you're training hard, you're going to lose a lot of minerals and electrolytes that, you know, hey, you got to replenish them somehow. That's just the way it works. Something goes in, something goes out, you got to put something in. So you want to be able to do that, and you want to be able to get strong and motivated to you know, stay energized and keep all your health around you. You don't want to get sick. You don't want to get injured and not have any replenishment. So it's your insurance policy. Taking your protein powder is a good source. I like to go when I'm trying to grow with a liquid, solid type program. I mean, I eat my calories. I drink my calories. I eat my calories. I drink my calories. And that means just putting all whole foods into a blender with protein powder and then eating solid proteins as well every other meal. I want you to take the healthy fats and put them in all your meals and snacks and shakes and smoothies. And I want you to make sure that you're taking a creatine product, because I want you to grow 200% more muscle mass than without. I want you to inhibit twice the amount of myostatin inhibitors so you can grow. I want you to have more hydration inside the muscle cell than outside. You know, and a lot of people will tell you to take a lot of other products, and if I flip through this magazine, I'll be here all day making fun of products and telling you what's real and what's not. You know, but they've got all this pre-workout, post-workout, during-workout type nutrition, and I mean, I'm even looking at one company who has all three of those, and apparently they're the best at all three of those products in those three categories. Don't ask me how, and if you knew which one I'm looking at, you'd be embarrassed to even consider buying this stuff. They might be good at one thing. There's no way they're good at everything, but they may have okay products in the other categories. But this one in particular, you'd probably laugh when you saw their product lineup. But they have made nicer packaging in the last year, so that's great. But stick to the basics. Stick to the fundamentals. Drink yourself silly with water, up to 2 gallons a day for 200 pounds of lean muscle tissue. So if you're around that, you want to drink lots. Speaking of which, I need a little bit of water here as we close up. If you're getting into these myo-type products, things that are helping inhibit myostatin, it's probably typically a creatine, to be honest, as well as a few things. They usually slip an arginine in there to give you a little nitric response, give you that immediate pump feel, but long-term, that nitric response disappears and doesn't work. Now, how about training? Real quick before we move on, I've got much more I could tell you about supplements, and I'd love to share with you, but in due time, we will get to that. How about training? Well, there's a couple ways to train to make sure you're growing, and I like you to mix it up. I want you to train heavy, heavy, heavy. Excuse me, my voice is going. I want you to make sure you're training heavy. Train with very high intensity, very low repetitions, and as low sets as possible to reach your maximum performance. Most people start with very light weight. They do 10, 15, 20, 30 reps, another 20, then 15, then 10, then 8, then 6, then 4, and you know, by then you don't have maximum power. The goal is not to have a pyramid up schedule, it's to have not a tall, skinny pyramid of increasing activity, but it's to have a short, fat pyramid with a very wide base, meaning you start training heavier right away, as soon as you can. As soon as you're warm and the joints feel good, you start training heavier. Sort of along those HIIT principles that Mike Mentzer made famous. Now, the evolution is beyond that, but I mean, that's the principles right there. The other training volume that you want to go with is a high blood volume type of training. Almost German volume or Bulgarian burst training, which I found fantastic. I should try and find that and give it to you one day. But that's where I started, was Bulgarian burst training. And then I moved into some other additional training that was quite, quite beneficial for myself. And in the end, I ended up training with HIIT training, Mike Mentzer style and Dorian Yates style. And that helped me grow. And I was able to grow consistently for like 3 years training with the HIIT principles. And honestly, every time I was in the gym, almost every single day, I got stronger. And that means bigger. And that means more muscle. Whether you're growing by weight or growing by strength are the two key indicators, and you may or may not do both of them at the same time or do them both very well. You just need to focus and be patient and grow in 20-pound increments so you don't end up growing big and fat and being forced to cut off all the fat to realize you only gained 2 pounds of muscle. I want you to grow consistently and constantly with power and mass and grace and the physique to show it off too. So for Empowered Nutrition and one of the mass assault audios, I want you to eat 300 to 500 calories more. I want you to follow the two different nutrition ratio splits that I gave you, ending with the magic formula of 45% carbohydrates, 35% proteins, 20% fats, good fats that is. I want you to take a multivitamin, a protein powder, creatine, and good fats constantly, consistently, every day. I want you to train heavy and hard, and once in a while, every couple of, maybe roughly once a month, I want you to throw in a week of Bulgarian burst or German volume or blood volume training, if you will, and then, but stay focused on your heavy, heavy duty type of training, that high intensity, heavy training. That's what I want you to do. And report back to me. So if you want a physique critique, I want you to send me that email with your measurements, your pictures. Before and afters are great, but if you just want a physique critique starting now, I will give you one free physique critique when you send me that email that says physique critique in the subject. If it doesn't have that, I won't do it. So for EmpoweredNutrition.com, I'm Patrick McGuire. I am your transformation coach. I am the transformation samurai. And I am going to look forward to helping you and seeing your transformation success story. I hope you enjoy this audio. It's one of the series of free muscle gifts, which if you don't have this, pass this over to your friends and tell them to get it at EmpoweredNutrition.com/free-muscle-gifts. And get them a bunch of meal plans and audios that will change their lives. Thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you and seeing you. Come back to the blog, post some comments, and let me help you along the way. That's the best way to go. But you can send me an email directly to patrick@empoweredNutrition.com. And it's got to say, physique critique. And I'll do that for you. Have yourself a fantastic day. Make it an empowered day. And we'll see you growing tomorrow.